renewal process. We have a very simple agenda to go over today, and you will see the information we give to you in the PowerPoint presentation will also be used as a training guide. The person that will be assisting me in doing most of the presentation today is my Deputy Executive Director, Ryan Melville, also with assistance from our licensing supervisor, Sean Walsh. Today's agenda, just to let everyone know, Ryan is going to kick off by taking everyone through the 2022 renewal process, and then we are going to cover some additional subjects later at the end, just so everyone will be tied in to what's going on out there in the industry over the next 3 months. And one of the subjects we'll be covering is the new census numbers. We'll be covering the extension of outside seating, the extension of takeout alcohol, and also a new streamlining application process we're continuing to move forward with. So at this time, I'd like to turn over the presentation to the Deputy Executive Director, Ryan Melville. All right. Good morning, everybody. I'm just going to get us set up. We have a PowerPoint presentation we'll go through with regards to renewals. This is very similar to the PowerPoint presentations that we've done the previous years. Not much has changed except for that we're doing this much earlier. Just be prepared that we're also going to send out the PowerPoint, which is the same thing you would have received in the email that was inviting you to this particular meeting. So very standard. Will be very similar to everything we've done in the past. Key points that we'll talk about in this presentation, and then I'll turn it back to Ralph. He'll hit on a couple of the issues that we see that are common that we just request everybody keep an eye out. All right. So obviously this would 2022 renewals. The retail renewal timeline, the only difference between this year and previous years is that we're sending it out much earlier. The idea behind this is that we're going to give the cities and towns enough opportunity to send out their packets so that they can organize their approval process and their application and their renewal process that fits them the best. So between Friday and Monday, Friday and Saturday, the emails are going out to all the municipalities with regards to your annual renewal.
Yep. Either today or any day this week.
If everybody could just mute. Thank you. It would be very helpful. Let me see here. So any renewal applications not signed and filed, signed by the local board, signed by the licensee in the month of November, must be treated as a new license application. So this is the same as it is every year. By state law, the renewal must be signed in the month of November. That's not something that the commission or has any authority over. That is state law. So all renewals must be signed in the month of November. If a licensee does not submit their renewal to you, or does not sign their renewal and date it in the month of November, say it's like December 5th, and you get it and it's signed December 5th, that licensee that's a late renewal, and that licensee would be required to fill out a new license application. We call those late renewals. So they got to do an abutters notice. They got to do an advertisement. They got to fill out the license application as a new licensee. And that would require tax releases. All of the things that would come with a new license application and are part of the new license application requirements. Sometimes we get calls of somebody signed their renewal in October. At that point, throughout the month of November, the licensee can just come back in and re-sign it and date it for the month of November because you'd be getting it in time. What we're really concerned with is the late renewal. The renewal packet, all renewal forms, you're going to get some attachments with the emails that are going to be sent out to the cities and towns. That attachment is going to have this PowerPoint. You're going to have the 2022 holiday calendar, so that's going to tell you what holidays impact alcohol service, alcohol sales. You also have, you're going to have your LLA certification form, which we'll show you in a minute. You'll have a blank renewal, and you'll have a guide. All of this should be mailed back. The signed certification form, signed renewal should be mailed back to the ABCC by January 17th, 2022. The reason we're asking for that is that's going to make sure that we can accept new license applications on behalf of your city or town. We use the renewals to expire licenses that were not renewed or for whatever reason couldn't be renewed. And then that ultimately allows us to make sure your quota is correct. And Ralph will talk a little bit about the quota because it's right around the census time and the importance of that. And as you see, we weren't going to be able to process new license renewals, new license applications until we received your 2022 renewals. All right, next. This is just a renewal application guideline. It talks about a lot of what I just discussed. Any kind of changes that say there's an incorrect name of a license manager that either has been approved earlier this year, and it's not showing up correctly, it's not spelled right. We just need the approval form that we used, the LLA certification approval that was sent to the local board. Add that to the renewal and then just redline it, and we will be able to make that correction. We can't correct anything unless we get notified of what the action that we have in fact approved, whatever is not correct in the application and the renewal. We've worked hard the last 2 years to make sure we've made a lot of those corrections, but because we're sending out renewals early, there could be pending transactions that might have occurred between the end of August and, you know, November 30th that are not going to be part of the renewal form just because obviously we'd have sent out the renewal before the application is approved. So just keep that in mind that you might get information that is current, maybe not current, only because we started the renewal process in sending out and producing the renewals much earlier. We do not need you to send any sort of fire safety certificates or insurance certificates to the ABCC. That can be kept at the local level for your records. It's not something we necessarily need as part of the renewal process. The actual renewal form, and I'm sure all of you have seen this a number of times, it's pretty straightforward. We haven't changed anything this year. A couple of points I just want to point out. Additional information, that's a place where you could put in, you know, if there's a condition that's on there that maybe that had been put in by the board, or if there's something specific you want to note, that, you know, pending transfer or whatever. That's just an open field for the local boards to just share information on that license for their records. And also, we really ask that it's both the signature of the authorized signer, and then their licensee also print the name and their title. The reason that's important is, and we'll talk about this in a minute and go deeper, is that just makes sure that whoever is signing the renewal is authorized to do so and not just like a scribbly line that can oftentimes not be helpful. All right, and something that's going to be important this renewal season, because we are sending out the renewal so early, is the blank renewal. So, for example, you might have a transfer, a current licensee who's transferring their license, and you just sent in the transfer. As always, we always say ensure that the current licensee should always renew their license. Do not wait for the transfer, and the reason we say that is we don't want a licensee to be approved in October and then or not be approved. Let's say the transfer doesn't go through and we get to December and they never renewed because they didn't intend to be a licensee. Now they're going to do a late renewal. So we really encourage all licensees to be able to renew their license. Now, if somebody might submit a transfer in September, and we send out a renewal form for like Ryan Melville Enterprises, and then Ryan Melville Enterprises transfers his license to Ralph Sacramone Enterprises in October, Ralph Sacramone Enterprises should just use a blank renewal so that they can then be renewing in the month of November, and you'll have a renewal form. It's kind of a catch-all for situations like this, and this is just ensures it gives some flexibility to the cities and towns so that you're able to renew who you want to renew during the renewal period. So you would treat these like any other renewal form and just fill it out with all the required information and send it into the EBCC. All right, the certification form. This is obviously one of the most important parts of the entire process. And the reason it is this tells us who did not renew. And it allows us to be able to, at the ABCC, to expire licenses that are not, that you do not intend to continue to be active. So, for example, and we keep this a hard copy on file in every town's file here, and we scan them, we keep them. These are very important. So, like, for example, if you got your renewals this year, and you might say to us, hey, Ryan Mills Enterprises did not renew last year, why am I getting a renewal for them? We would go back and look at the LA retail renewal certification form to check that. And if it's very possible it could have been missed, or let's say there was a late renewal process, you know, there could be a number of different things that occurred, but it's very important that this is filled out correctly and it comes back to the EBCC. The only two required fields that must be filled out no matter what are the city and town field, and then the local licensing authority, the required person that signs that. You don't necessarily need to fill in A and B because you might have everybody renewing. So if you say you're a town with 10 licensees and everybody renews, you might not fill that in. So like if all licensees renewed for 2022, we just need you to fill in the name of the town and sign it. Stamps and electronic signatures are acceptable. They're fine. You know, just make sure it's within the standard of however your board is operating so that if it's ever challenged, you can point to your board agreed to do things in this manner. Okay, so I kind of alluded to this in the previous slide about only approved individuals may sign the annual renewal forms. This is important. Because it's something we do come across, and if it is, you know, it is a way for a licensee to lose their license if they don't do it correctly. So, for example, if I am a pending license manager and I submitted my application, right, and it goes to the ABCC and it's the month of November, I have not been approved as a license manager, so I am not eligible to sign the 2022 renewal. If I do sign it, I'd be signing it incorrectly, which would ultimately make the renewal null and void. So it's a really serious issue. It's something we'd all try to avoid. At the local level, you just want to ensure if you do know your licensees and you have somebody that's a pending license manager brings in the renewal to do everything, and they haven't been approved by both the local board and the ABCC. You just want to notify them that they cannot be signing that renewal. Only the currently approved list of folks here in the blue underneath the green type. So all individuals who have disclosed, approved, direct, or indirect beneficial interest in license are authorized to sign the renewal application. This includes, and you see the list of those included. It can be very difficult, and you'll see the ABCC recognizes the difficulty this season is in obtaining signatures on paper renewal applications. Due to COVID-19, therefore, for 2022 renewals only, so we're continuing what we did in 2021, local licensing authorities may accept electronic signatures for renewal applications. We will accept the electronic, but we just gotta make sure it's the right person. And a key point that the commission wanted to emphasize was the commission has no discretion with regards to unauthorized signatories. So it's not one of these issues where, well, we can say, well, they tried. You know, it's basically based off of Section 16A and 64 under Mass General Law, Chapter 138. So just keep that in mind. I say that I always bring this up to the local boards because it's important for you guys. Sometimes a lot of most of you know your licensees, and it's an innocent mistake that maybe a club could make, or a new restaurant could make, or a new person that's taking over a restaurant, or a license manager could make. So just keep that in mind as the renewals do come in. And I touched on the late renewal process before, but this is it again. If a licensee submits their 2020 late renewal, then a new license application will need to be filed. This will include the requirements for both DUR and DUA releases. It also requires the advertisement of butter notification. So it can be a real problem for a licensee, especially if they want to be open on, say, December 31st or New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, because your board might not be meeting. And they'll have to follow the requirements for advertisements and abutters notifications. So we didn't have a lot of these last year. One reason was I think a lot of licensees might not have been operating due to COVID and might have surrendered. But there was also the insurance and fire certificate requirements. The insurance requirements were alleviated because some places were not operating. So that's not the case this year. So it's very important that that renewal be signed in the month of November. And if they are late, and your board plans to try to have a hearing for them, let us know. And you can email us the application because we will do everything. We will try to assist if we can. But as always, we cannot guarantee we can assist a late renewal. And so what I was going to take over in a moment, but this is just on touching on renewals. Just to go full circle again, we need you to mail in the license renewal forms along with the signed certification form. We need to make sure that if you get a new licensee or a transfer that occurs in, say, like that occurs during the renewal season, have them fill out that blank renewal. You know, be as proactive with your licensees as possible to get the renewals in.
We'll need to vote on that.
Excuse me one second. Yeah, your board would need to vote on these. That's why the actual renewals are not required back to the ACC in December. We asked for them back in mid-January. And the reason is we totally understand that some boards, smaller towns, let's say, you might meet six times a year, the board, or might meet only 10 times a year or something. It's not a common occurrence. So we're just asking that the renewals come in after your board approves it, so that the board might not necessarily have to approve the renewals in November, but the licensee needs to have signed and dated the renewal in the month of November. And that's the key point. And then just mail that back, those forms. Keep a copy for yourself and mail those back to the ABCC, and we will keep those on file. As always, when it comes to myself and any of the licensing staff, just give us a call if you run into a problem. Those are going to be mailed out this weekend, and we're hoping to have a very smooth renewal season. That's why there's a lot of benefit to doing it now, sending this stuff out in September. But one of the catches to that is, there could be transactions that aren't captured on that renewal form, so just be advised if those changes occur, use the blank renewal form and send that back to us. We have a lot of people on this call, so I won't ask for questions specifically. I did see a couple in the comments, and I think I answered those, but you can always email myself or Sean, Herschel, Sabrina, or Hamza. And we will help you out in any way we can. So I'm going to turn this over to Ralph because he's got a few more things he wants to discuss, and we will continue the meeting.
Thank you, Ryan. To continue with the process, we've been getting a lot of questions on the following subjects. And the first one I want to talk about, if you look at the PowerPoint presentation, we're getting a lot of questions on outdoor seating with the extension of premises and takeout alcohol. Delivery, takeout, and delivery of alcohol for Section 12. So let's just start with the first one is outdoor seating. We appreciate all the effort that the local boards have done We're getting applications in for permanently making outdoor seating for a licensee. So we got a number of applications in. We are processing. We're still telling everybody as you're moving forward, if you're taking any of the emergency extension of premises and you're going to make it permanent, please get the applications in. We'll get them out to our investigators and get them approved for you so you won't have to worry about it next year. Second of all, the other question we're getting is takeout alcohol for all Section 12 or on-premise licensees. That has been extended through May 1st of 2022. But remember, the condition is alcohol can only be served with a meal for takeout. You cannot be selling a six-pack of beer to an individual unless there is a meal. And there is a limit on the total amount at each meal, the amount of alcohol could be served at each meal. So it's very, very important that alcohol can only be taken out of a Section 12 or an on-premise licensee with a meal. And you know the amount, 64 ounces of mixed drinks, a liter and a half of wine, and 194 ounces of malt beverages per meal. So it's very important that will still stay in effect through May 1st of 2022. Now, the question comes, will that be extended? I cannot answer that question. All right, that will be something that the legislators will be working on. I know there is conversation, but we just want to be upfront with everybody to let everyone understand where the situation is. Next question I want to talk about is the new census. All right, I know we get a lot of questions on you know, some cities and towns got preliminary numbers that their census have gone up or down, and they're waiting for the ABC to send out the quotas. We can't send out the amended quotas yet. Until we get the official certification from Secretary of State Galvin's office, we cannot move forward on amending the quotas. So here's what's going to happen. We will be have, once we get that certification from the Secretary of State's office, we will be putting together new quota sheets for all cities and towns. So if your quota has gone up, gone down, or stayed the same, you will still get a new amended quota sheet to reflect it. So you know what your previous population is before 2011, what your new population is, you'll have that all for the records. And then there will be instructions along with that, and we will hold another Teams call or a Zoom call to explain each process along the way. So I know people were getting anxious, but there was nothing we could do until we get the certification of the 2021 census. So as soon as we get that, we'll be having another call, and we'll be getting out the amended quota sheets to everyone else. And then my last point to do, as you know, at the ABC, over the last 7 years, we have been really striving to streamline the licensing process. So we're looking for help from all the municipalities. All right, and the big thing we're happy that we are looking for right now is since the pandemic and before the pandemic, you know, a lot of our investigators were mobile. They were half in the office, half out of the office, or vice versa. But right now, they are totally 100% mobile. It means they have mobile offices, they have vehicles, they're doing inspections in tremendous turnaround time. So what we were looking for from all of the municipalities is the following. We attached to the end of this PowerPoint presentation a list of all of the license transactions in the order we would like the documents to come in. All right? It's part of the attachment that went in with the PowerPoint presentation, and basically it talks about a new license in the order that the documents should be. We require them to be in that order. The reason why, once we receive that application, there is a process we scan and then we forward this to the chief investigator. He assigns the applications and they start the process immediately. What we're finding is that some of these applications that are coming in are not in this order. We need them to be in that order with no paper clips and no staples. Because if they come in that order, as soon as we receive them, we can get the applications out within an hour to the investigators. Once we receive them in our system, we will scan them, and that will just make it quicker. We're getting some with so many staples in and so many paper clips, it's slowing down the process. And if the order is not followed, by the time we put it all in order, we're kind of just wasting time. So we're looking for help on all ends to continue the streamlined process. So if you can take a look at those checklists, put everything in that order, eliminate the staples and the paper clips for us, it will really be a big help for us. And I would appreciate everybody if they could really just give us some effort in that, and we can be able to move these applications along much, much quicker, because the scanning process takes a period of time if we're stopping removing staples, clips, and putting it all back into order. So I know that's self-explanatory, and we all work great together. I'm just looking for if we can just really concentrate on that and continue the streamlined effort. As of right now, we don't see any additional chats or questions that came in. As you know, we are available for if anybody wants to email us or call Ryan, myself, or Sean after the call. Any of our team members in our licensing division would be available to assist you in any manner. So, the question is, can the renewals be sent to us electronically? At this point in time, we're not going to accept them electronically. Just throw them in the mail and send them to us, because we have to attach them in a certain way, and we log them all in through a process we have. So we would like all renewal applications mailed in to us.
And this is Ryan. With regards to scanning and mailing in applications, currently we do need applications to be mailed to the ABCC, and that's for multiple reasons, but we do accept scanned and emailed applications if it's a timely issue, but we are working towards working on some of that to make it easier just with the new environment. But yeah, hard copies right now we do need, and that's what we're scanning and processing it that way.
All right, we have some additional information, questions that are outside of the renewal process, and I'll just cover them very quickly to tie everybody in. One asks is, can we review the information required for an annual report? As you know, the annual reports are required to be sent in during the month of February. And basically what we are looking for is the total number of licenses that you have issued, the fee structure, and any discipline that has been handed out by your town or your city or town or the municipality should be denoted in that report. Patricia Hathaway, who is my administrative assistant, she will send out to everybody the guidelines that you will need with an example how you should be submitting it. So the annual report notices will be going out toward the end of the year. And we just we really want to thank everybody for the great effort you did with getting them all in for last year. And we're just hopefully looking for the same effort to get them in. It's very important information we gather, because we do get questions from the legislators on what's going on in each of the counties and so forth, and this information is very important on that. The other question we had, are businesses allowed to sign the renewal form electronically? Yes, if your board allows it, we have no issue at all with signing it. Then the other question is Corey authorizations required for nonprofit clubs, change of officers and directors? This is not on the list of requirements. Okay, you are correct. It's not on the list of requirements, but upon receiving the application, an investigator doing an application may ask for those additional forms. All right, and the reason why, we do check character and fitness, so you may see that across with some different applications where that may be an additional information that they do request.
What are those papers that they need to sign?
Okay, I'm just scanning through any additional questions. Yeah. I think reviewing through, we might have answered them all. If anyone we missed, please feel free. I apologize if we did miss your question. Please feel free to email us. I do want to stick by, I know everybody's time is important to them, and we appreciate everyone getting on the call. We had almost 300 people call in for this today, and I do appreciate that. One key thing I want to reiterate with everybody, use this PowerPoint presentation as a training guide for any of your team members in the office. All right, this PowerPoint presentation was taped, so there is additional information there to use as a training tool also. So at this point in time, I'm not seeing any additional questions come in. I would just like to thank everybody for their time and their efforts. And if anything is like last year's renewal, which was done fantastic, I'm projecting that for this year with the effort from everyone. We do want to thank you and want to wish everybody have a great week. And again, thank you for your participation in the 2022 retail renewal process. I'd like to wish everyone well and good luck. Thank you.